Good evening, gentle listeners. We're 3 weeks into New Zealand Book Month, and I'm sure you hardly need reminding, being the culturally literate souls that you are. But I will do my bit to drive you to the nearest bookstore and library with some Savoyard pastiche. Are we alone and unobserved? We are. Then let me own, I am a literary sham. This air severe is but a mere veneer. The cynic smile is but a while of guile. This volume chaste is but good taste misplaced. Let me confess, a languid love for post-colonial theory does not blight me. Micro-minimalist realism does not delight me. I do not care for squalid scenes by any means. I am not fond of uttering platitudes, insensitive attitudes. In short, my literary taste is affectation, born of a morbid love of admiration. If you're anxious for to shine in the high literary line as a man of culture rare, you must get up all the germs of the most trendy terms and plant them everywhere. You must read your Richard Dawkins and discourse in novel phrases of your post-peak oil mind. The meaning doesn't matter if it's only idle chatter of a deeply meaningful kind. And everyone will say, as you walk your literary way, if this young man expresses himself in terms too deep for me, why, what a very singularly deep young man this deep young man must be. Be eloquent in damnation of the very dull old days which have long since passed away. Jane Austen, Catherine Mansfield, what a load of rank old twaddle. They have all had their long gone day. Of course you will poo-poo, like everyone else will do, and declare it's dated and mean. For art stops short as soon as you've thought this book may just please. And everyone will say, as you walk your literary way, if he's got a look of intense distress, which is good enough for me, why, what a very cultivated kind of youth this kind of youth may be. I've a sentimental passion for all forms of pulp fiction, both well-bred and obscene. I love a bloody murder, alien invasions, and really hot sex scenes. Though the Philistines may jostle, I rank as an apostle of every form of trash. Take a cheap paperback and keep it neath your hat, and much happier you'll be. And everyone will say, as you walk your literary way, if he's content with a lowbrow life, which would certainly well suit me, why, what a most particularly happy young man this impure man must be.